This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A New Year's Day tragedy in Switzerland. I'm Sue Guzman, Fox News. Police confirming several dozen people have reportedly died in an explosion and fire at a bar in the alpine ski resort town of Kranz, Montana. At least 100 others injured, many suffering burns. Officials said what should have been a celebration turned into a nightmare. No word on the cause of the blast, but police say there's no indication it was a terrorist attack. Thousands of people gathered in New York City's Times Square for the annual ball drop to ring in 2026. Here's Fox's Nate Foy.
It doesn't get better than listening to some Frank Sinatra here. The famous song, New York, New York, as people from all over the world have come here to celebrate the new year. The first time ever that the ball is going to drop two times. It's lit up in blue, 2026 in red, white, and blue, right in the foreground of the ball. The ball is going to drop on July 4th, but we're going to see it raise here, and then we're going to get that red, white, and blue confetti to celebrate the 250th birthday of our country.
Washington, D.C. hosting its own New Year's Eve celebration with fireworks over the nation's capital last night. Birthday candle was projected onto the Washington Monument to mark the country's 250th anniversary. New York is getting a new mayor at the start of 2026. Democratic Socialist Zohra Mamdani sworn in as the Big Apple's 112th mayor, as we hear from Fox's Chanley Painter.
Democrat Socialist Zohra Mamdani was sworn in at the stroke of midnight. The private ceremony happened in the old City Hall, Subway Station, New York. Attorney General Letitia James administered the oath. The second ceremony will happen at City Hall later in the day. That's where about 4,000 guests are expected to watch Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders swear Mamdani in. The public is invited to a block party after.
America's listening to Fox News.
Every business is asking the same question. How do we make AI work for us? No more waiting. With NetSuite by Oracle, you can put AI to work today. NetSuite is the number one AI cloud ERP, trusted by over 43,000 businesses. It's the unified suite that brings your financials, inventory, commerce, HR, and CRM into a single source of truth. That connected data is what makes your AI smarter, helping you make fast decisions. Right now, get the business guide, Demystifying AI Free, at netsuite.com/fox.
Starting today, a number of states are raising their minimum wages, further distancing them from the lowest wage federal law requires. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
19 states will mandate a higher minimum wage to workers. The highest will be offered by Washington State, $17.13 an hour. New York is also going up, but the hourly rate depends on where you are. $17 in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island, $16 upstate. California's minimum goes up to $16.90 now, but if you're a healthcare worker, wait 6 months and you could make $25 an hour. Of the 19 states, the lowest minimum wage is in Montana, $10.85, but that still outdistances the federal minimum, which has been at $7.25 since 2009. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
U.S. Southern Command announcing they have conducted three more strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats. It says three narco-terrorists were killed, and the two narco-terrorists apparently jumped ship. A search was ordered, but it's unclear if they were found. Several states clamping down on foods available with SNAP benefits. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Five states are putting new restrictions on soda, candy, and other junk foods that can be purchased with SNAP benefits or food stamps. Beginning today, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia are enacting new waivers as part of a push from HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. More than a dozen other states plan to impose similar restrictions this year to strip unhealthy options from SNAP, which serves more than 40 million Americans. A report from the National Grocers Association representing the supermarket industry says SNAP restrictions could cost retailers more than $1.5 billion. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I'm Sue Guzman. This is Fox News.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.